I know that. Why do you think I'm wearing the costume? Yes, all right, all right. I lost. I'm a big girl. I'm dealing with it. And as such, I am dressed like Slutty Leia from stupid Star Wars. Okay? No, in fact, actually, I retract that. Star Wars isn't stupid. You are. Because why on earth do you want to see me in this ridiculous costume? You... rise above, rise above, rise above. Nope, it's fine. Absolutely, I am totally okay with this because I am a mature woman who can handle stressful, embarrassing, and humiliating situations such as this. Breathe in. Breathe out. Rise above and think of a way to get back at you. One, because I'm petty. Two, because you deserve it. Let the punishment fit the crime, I say. An eye for an eye, a tooth for a tooth, a slutty costume for a slutty costume. You think this is bad? Wait till you see what I have in mind for you. I couldn't possibly say right now, of course. Although, one can say the situation is even more humiliating for you than it is for me. Well, some would see it that way. Well, people with half a brain cell? While it's true I'm in a humiliating costume that caters to the male gaze, you are the male gaze. And exactly who is the male gaze in Star Wars in that particular scene? Oh, that's right. Jabba the Hutt. Mm-hmm. A big, fat slug. His only way of being close to a woman is to imprison her and force her into slavery. This whole situation is just embarrassing for you. You are trying to humiliate me, but really, you're the one humiliating yourself. Your own fantasies give you away, Mr. Jabba Jabba. Oh, not so smiley now, are we? What's wrong? Don't like being called Jabba. I told you to stop. Well, luckily, that's not happening, is it? Yes, it would be very embarrassing if the beautiful Leia was somehow seduced by her awful Jabba master. But since that's not happening, we can both rest easy. The natural order is restored. And the only one who's humiliated here is you. Bend away right away, Master. I know this is the only time Master gets any chance to see a woman's derriere. Poor Master. If only he developed a personality. Master Jabba Jabba. You're pulling on that awfully tight, Master. Have I struck a nerve? very tight. It's almost as if I've irritated you. Some people get so twitchy around the truth. Oh, it's dragging me to my knees, is it? Is that how Master gets off? Is it the only way Master can feel powerful? Taking a strong, accomplished female and dragging her to her knees? Oh, I think it is. I think it might be the only chance Master has of not feeling like the actual loser in this scenario. Well, there was no need for that. I'm breathing hard because you keep yanking on my throat. There couldn't possibly be another reason. Absolutely not. And to prove that, why don't we sit Master back down on his throne where he belongs? And Miss Leia will Well, of course, sit on Master. To make sure he stays there. Well, you were getting very twitchy. And so aggressive with that chain. One might think you were losing your cool. Ah, but maybe that's not right. Not losing your cool. Losing your temper? Or maybe losing all sense of restraint. Will you tell me? What could you possibly be resisting in this situation? It's a mystery. You, of course, have scantily clad women playing psychological games with you all the time. No? Oh, is that not the case for Jabba Jabba? You did not just smack my ass. You little fool. Now you've unleashed something. Something you might regret. Oh, maybe I would have 10 minutes ago. But you see, now I'm a combination of turned on and pissed. So, I suggest you buckle up. Master's in for a ride. Have you ever been this close to a naked woman, Master? Somehow, I don't think so. Have you ever smelt their skin? Felt their warmth? Heard their voice so close to your ear? Well, what about touch their skin? Their arm? Maybe even their bikini-clad breasts? No. I didn't think so. But that's not really the question I want an answer to. Question I want answering is, would you like to? Answer with your words. Come on. You're supposed to be a big boy. Yes, please, what? Well, if you were supposedly a master, what would that make me? Do you honestly think it matters who wears the chains? From the moment I put this on, you have never once been in charge. It's sweet that you thought that. So come on. What would I be? Very good. Now all together. Yes, please, mistress. Very good. Grabbing my ass. And other places, it seems. Did I say you could do that? No, I didn't. you've done something naughty, what should you do? That's right. So what do you say? What a clever boy. That's right, you are sorry, mistress. And what exactly do you think you're doing? Are you challenging me? That is not good boy behavior. Oh, we should fight it out to see who's the real master. I feel sorry for you, my dear. But not that sorry for you. Mr. Jabba can move so quick. Being humiliated by a woman and his dick is hard. Oh, don't blame me. It's your physical response. Why would I have anything to do with it? Oh, you're saying this is all my doing. Interesting. So you mean the reason this thing is all pink and swollen is all my fault? Poor thing. It almost makes you feel sorry for it. What do you mean by a real suck? Do you mean like this? Or do you mean like this?
Little Jabba's not so little, is he? Why do you look so worried? Afraid of coming in a girl's mouth, are you? No, I told you what you wanted to hear. Well, you came first, and you were the only one who got your dick sucked.
Ergo?
I am the mistress, and you were putting in my mouth. Little Jabba. Oh, is that how it's gonna be? Physical retaliation, how masculine. You're really fond of pulling that chain, aren't you?
Hey!
What are you doing? No. Maybe I was wet before I came here. Maybe I was masturbating to get through the stress of the day. You don't know. All right. Maybe I was slightly turned on. Slightly. I can't believe you just stuck your hand down my pants. You really have no shame, Jabba. Ah, they could be. Oh, they could be pity pants. You know, like, oh, maybe he'll let me go if I pretend I'm turned on. Oh. Oh. Hand is still down there, Mr. Jabba. Should I be impressed or astounded? Little Jabba knows where the clitoris is. Never. You think just because you know where a piece of female anatomy is, I'll be your slave? What a deluded master you are. Well, you just knocked over a vase and I'm face first in the carpet for some reason. Oh, is that your thinking? If you get me down on all fours and take me from behind, that means you've won. My friends are going to have to do better than that. Well, you could start by putting your dick where your mouth is. To give you half a chance to recover. I know going inside a woman's got to be a new experience for you. Better not be all you've got. Oh, I sounded bored. Well, if you really want to show me you're serious, why don't you pin me to the floor? I said, if you're serious, pin me to the fucking floor. kind of dumb would I be if I didn't? Ruining my orgasm buzz. You with your "I made you come, I made you come." You didn't discover the Bermuda Triangle. I'd say it was an equal effort. You think that was all you? Then again, what did I expect? You do have a Princess Leia fetish. Do I know who the master is? Well, yes, of course I know him. He's me. I told you I'm petty.